you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is a gangbang on a pinball machine.
Chris Porter in the studio later on this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Chris this weekend. Kansas City's own, and he will be here. And also, that starts tonight. Tomorrow, Chris Porter and Bert Kreischer, both in the studio. Bert's got a call-in sick to work show at the Funny Bone tomorrow at noon.
Right. Get drunk at noon kind of thing. Yeah.
And Chris will be here in the evening, so that's going to be crazy. Crazy.
Have you seen the latest Real Sports?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which one?
The one with the bullfighting feature.
No, I wanted to watch that.
Just watched this the other night.
There was a couple of rounds that I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
The Spanish bullfighting, right, where they kill them?
I used to have the romantic Hemingway notion about bullfighting and kind of wanted to see a bullfight, but after seeing this, man.
Well, where they kill them?
Well, yeah. Here's what I learned. Here's what I didn't know about bullfighting.
They do have non-kill bullfights.
Yeah. But the matador.
What state they're in.
And Puss just watched it here, too. Mm-hmm. The matador gets a lot of help. First, he toys with the bull a little bit. And this guy comes out on a horse with about a 10-foot-long stick with a pointy thing on it. And jabs at the bull until he weakens him a little bit.
Oh.
And then they have someone called a bandolier that comes in and sticks those four decorative swords.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
That weakens it too, right?
Yeah. So the bull's probably about a half strength by the time the matador puts on his show and kills it.
And then sometimes those matadors still get killed, too.
One guy
nobody feels sorry for
has been gored 38 times and didn't become a real national hero until he got gored in the skull. He got gored in the ear, and it popped out his eye, and now he's the most courageous, famous matador in Spain.
And they showed the video.
They also showed the video
awful.
Of the guy getting killed.
Yeah.
There was one guy that got killed, and they showed that.
You mess with a bull.
Yeah, no, we were watching that the other night.
Sorry, Craig.
My wife was...
I didn't finish it.
She said, would you ever go watch one of these? I'm like,
no.
I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't. No. I don't want to see that.
You know, if you would have asked me a couple of weeks ago, I would have considered it, but after seeing that, it's like,
I've got a chance to watch it. I know what you're talking about.
No.
Yeah, it does. They also give you the side of, there's a lot of people in Spain now that are saying, look, this is just straight out animal cruelty.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a long-standing tradition, but
so
that
what?
Doesn't mean it should continue.
No, there's a lot of things that go away.
I kind of agree with them.
Things that go away.
You know? Yeah, the
coal mining.
Younger generation is kind of turning on it. You're right.
It's just too brutal, man.
It's the coal mining of Spain.
It's always been done. We've always... Cockfighting used to be big, too. I only get rid of that.
But the one matador they featured, I think Hemingway used to hang out with his great-grandfather. And he's one of the more famous matadors.
Yeah.
And if you're a really good matador, like top 20, you can make $1 million a year.
Still not enough to get gored through the face.
38
times.
The
guy got gored 30 times. He's starting to like it, I bet. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't gore me here.
The video of that was horrible.
Hey. All through the eye, must have been brutal.
It like went through his ear and out his face, and it popped his eye out, and he had to pick it all up and smush it back in when they carried him out. And
did it really?
Yeah.
Can he see out of it anymore?
No.
He lost the eye, and he's deaf in the ear.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll run home and watch that today. I got it on DVR.
So, all the bullfighting fans love Patch.
All right.
I think they called him the pirate.
Do the other bulls just come from...
Because he wears a patch.
Yeah.
Do the bulls tell each other just come from his left? He can't see you?
Hey. Yeah, I don't think
attack him from the left. He can't see you.
They actually get the... They don't even give the bulls a chance to strategize.
No.
They just put them out there and start sticking them. They've got their whole lives to strategize.
Mm-hmm.
It was on this date in 2016. The Miss Teen USA pageant... traded the bathing suit competition for athletic wear.
Boo.
They're teens.
Yeah, but they can still allow to wear bikinis.
18 is a teen.
It is a teen. So's
19.
19.
What are they wearing? Yoga pants?
Yeah.
Wow, that's still pretty hot.
That's all right.
They're not wearing baggy sweats, that's
no,
for sure.
You're right. They're not wearing period sweats.
Ooh.
And sitting on the couch eating ice cream.
Are those like poop sweats?
No, yeah. Just I'm feeling bloated. I've got my sweats on.
They're not wearing like Tyson.
I don't know. I've had the poop sweats, but I don't know what the period sweats are like. So ask the ladies. Mike, they like poop sweats.
Right. Mike Tyson athletic wear where you cut a hole in a towel and drape it over your head. That's athletic wear.
Yeah, it is.
That's affordable athletic wear.
Mm-hmm. Resourceful.
A man is under arrest after driving his car into a Ten Commandments monument displayed at the Arkansas Capitol in Little Rock.
Doesn't he do this on a regular basis?
This is the second time he's done
okay.
it.
On purpose?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. He hates these commandments.
He does. Yes, he does.
He hates that...
man shall not drive a car into commandments?
He likes the separation of church and state.
And so he tries to separate them.
Yes.
Well, I like him too, but I wouldn't do it that way.
No, the man drove into a 6-foot-tall granite statue.
Yeah, that's got to be hard on the car.
Yeah, probably.
It does.
Unless you got one of those big racks in front of it. Does he?
I don't know that.
One of the big cow catcher things?
It better be an old car. If it's an old car made of steel from the 70s, it'd be different. But the newer cars just collapse on a granite statue.
I say, did he back into it? Because I'm thinking if you hit it head on and it's 10 feet tall, you'd
collapse on your car.
Yeah,
it's 6 foot tall. So he was fine.
Oh, okay.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. It only
just stopped and went back
messed
the other
up
way.
A couple feet of the hood. Yeah, so I believe he did it a few years ago in perhaps Mississippi or somewhere.
All right.
Oh, it wasn't the same one.
No.
He's not taking down the same one.
No, it was a different state.
He's just driving about the country, mowing down Ten Commandment statues on government property.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I like his thought. I still think that's a better way to do it.
No, you don't resort to vandalism.
No, I know. I like what his thought is, but don't do it that way.
Yeah. I agree with
it
the sentiment.
Be a separation, right?
I don't agree with the vandalism.
Right.
And I don't even have a problem with the Ten Commandments.
We broke all of them, except for murder.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we have. We've done this bit before.
What do you mean, no?
What do you mean, no? You killed somebody? Okay, then add murder to yours. But
keep us out of that
one. I think
we
broke them all. And most people have.
Well, you'd have to know them all to figure out.
Well, I know the murder one is one we don't ever break.
Yeah, but you've killed something. It says thou shalt not kill.
Well, you're getting technical.
Yeah.
We've had this discussion, too.
Have we?
Yeah.
So but then everybody's broke it.
Yeah.
You stepped on something, a bug or something like that.
Yep.
On purpose, too.
So
but I don't want to get into that.
That's, everyone we know
is it kill?
Has broken
completely,
them all.
It says thou shalt not kill.
Well,
it doesn't say thou shalt not kill another guy.
Then we broke all 10 of them.
Yeah, it doesn't say thou shalt not murder.
I think that's probably what it was meant, too.
Because, I'm not sure of the translation.
There. Yeah, because they actually killed animals to eat back during Bible times.
Which you have to.
So you're right.
They probably meant don't kill another dude.
Yeah, that's what we're taking. So let's say we broke them all except for that one. And we did.
So far.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
There's still time.
Yes, there is still plenty of time.
So,
shows.
I don't know off the top of my head. We've done it before, Craig, but I'm pretty sure we've done them all.
Yeah, I can't name the 10 of them.
I'm looking at it. If you want them.
Sure.
No.
I am the Lord thy God.
What's that mean?
That means you can't say, you can't worship false gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that means, that people do, though.
Sure.
Yeah. So, okay.
When you're
some
worshiping
people would
that
consider
martini.
That.
Yeah, I worship that martini, yeah.
Yeah. Or some people would say it's money.
Okay, people worship money. Okay, got it.
Or your favorite quarterback.
We've done that.
Yeah. Or your,
football team, whatever.
The porcelain no other gods before me. No graven images or likenesses.
What's that mean?
Craig, help me out here.
No statues, necessarily,
what do you
of
mean?
God.
Well, they make them all the time. I don't get that.
No, they don't. Maybe Jesus, but apparently God. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Suck at Jesus.
Back in the day, I did not say that.
Okay,
back
know,
in
did.
The day.
Do I have to make a statue? Okay, I didn't break that one. I know what that means.
You did not break that
I never made a statue in
this
my life.
This one definitely don't take the Lord's name in vain.
God damn it.
Come on, man.
Just like that.
That's stupid.
Remember the Sabbath day, so go to church.
Well, I don't go to church. Yeah. Do that.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's? Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah,
but we may.
But that doesn't mean. How do you break that?
We may have dissed them from time.
Oh,
in
a heartbeat.
Well, when they tell you to go f yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's not honoring your
son. But she started
that's the other way around.
She started it though.
Yeah. Thou shalt not kill.
Okay, we didn't do that one.
Commit adultery.
Wait, kill
did,
what?
Did that one.
Like, I kill bugs, I kill...
Well, I know that. Yeah. We're
assuming
it.
They mean other humans.
We're assuming it. It had to be humans, because they actually killed...
We covered that discussion.
Thou shalt not steal.
I did that. Everybody stole something. Something small.
Shalt not bear false witness.
Whatever that means.
Lie.
Yeah. Oh, lie. Jesus.
Yeah, you don't lie about
last
your
last break.
Take the Lord's name in vain.
Don't lie.
And thou shalt not covet.
Oh, we all covet. Yeah. Big time.
Thy neighbor's wife.
Whatever.
Yeah, and thy neighbor's...
Among other things.
Stuff. You can't even covet his stuff, like his jet ski.
We've done
that. Yeah, that's a sin.
Yeah.
It's a violation of the Ten Commandments.
So, so crash into those if you get a chance this weekend. No, don't.
And I think only two of the commandments are actually laws.
That's always a funny line.
Right.
The kill and the steal, right?
The kill and the steal.
Right. Yeah.
Not the lying.
Well, no, lying in front of court, but lying just in your everyday life.
You can't perjure yourself.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
So that is a law. So there is a law for lying.
You can commit all the adultery you want and not go to jail.
Unless you're military.
Well, banging somebody young in your
well, that's not to say there won't be consequences.
Yeah. Yeah, and perhaps jail isn't one of them.
But it's not against the law.
No, that's what we're saying. Good thing.
Although I'm sure many private prison operators would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Start rounding up the adulterer as well. Probably wouldn't, because
they'd be in there with them.
They'd be in their own damn prison. Yeah.
TMZ was reporting that George Lucas, you may remember him from, among other things, Star Wars fame.
Yeah.
He told autograph seekers in Beverly Hills to get a job.
Nerd.
Oh, because he sees some of them as a...
They're just out there.
Hired ones to make money.
Yes.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
This is what he said. I'm curious to hear this.
Okay. Oh. Go ahead.
I'm not going to keep doing this, guys. You know, this is $200 a signature, so why don't you just go out and get a job?
There you go, Mr. Lucas. $200 a signature, go get a job.
Yeah, these people are here to make money. They're not here. They're not fans. They don't care. They just want to make money.
And he's right.
Yeah, I got a problem with those people.
He's right, man.
And I don't blame guys who spot the obvious autograph seekers that are going to put it on eBay get out.
I see them in spring training every year. The last 2 years, I've seen guys, geeks, loaded down with stuff, waiting for the Pirates to come out. And
do they really have an armload of paraphernalia?
A couple guys did, and they're waiting for either the current stars. A lot of the current stars will come through center field. That way they don't have to go to the side. There's a gate at center field they came through, like McCutcheon, those kind of guys did. But then there were dudes, some of the old school guys hang around all spring trainings, you know, famous guys from in the past. And they'll walk in. I see these guys. And in front of kids, too. Like, my son was there. He just wanted a ball signed by somebody he knew, you know. And
so they would make an exception for kids?
If they see him and they get over there, but, you know,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah, sometimes the guys are getting ready for the game, you know.
Yeah, and those nerds have, like, driven down the price of autographs, really, you know. And plus the experience. Like, I remember the experience of, like, trying to get somebody's autograph and how it was cool.
Yeah,
and,
when you're a kid,
for
right.
You,
right,
you know
for
what
you,
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for eBay or
not at all.
Certificate of authenticity or anything.
Yeah, well, you got to figure someday that may run its course.
Right.
That it won't even be worth their while.
Maybe.
I've seen a lot of guys that'll, you know, personalize them.
Yes.
You know, to say, hey, who's this for? Let me write, hey, for whatever. Because that'll hurt the value of it if you're trying to do that. If it's personalized.
Yeah, unless you're selling it to Jim.
Yeah.
Sign it to Jim.
At RollingStone.com, they asked Ozzy for his top 10 favorite metal albums of all time.
Was he able to come up with them?
All his?
I can't come up with my top five anything.
No, you're right. One guy's demanding your top five cookies. He said it's been too long. I tweeted that out last week.
That's funny.
He said it's been too long. Where's my top five cookies from Todd?
When will the world know? So the albums that Ozzy says are his top 10 favorite metal albums of all time. From 99, Rob Zombie's Hellbilly Deluxe. 1990, Pantera's Cowboys from Hell, Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Metallica, Master of Puppets, Megadeth, Rust in Peace, Zeppelin 4, British Steel, Judas Priest, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, Alice in Chains, Facelift, and apparently number one, Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
All right, that's a good list.
Yeah.
Hard rock. That's slash hard rock heavy metal. But
I
still.
Don't know them all, but if Ozzy says, I'll take his word for it.
Yeah, I think if you're in Black Sabbath, you probably should get a pass and be able to put a Black Sabbath album
I think you're right, too. Yeah. If you're actually in Black Sabbath.
Like, you shouldn't be barred from putting your own stuff on.
Because everybody else is going to put Sabbath on there somewhere, right?
Somebody's going to put Sabbath on that list pretty much every time.
See, that's why I'm hesitant to do the cookies thing, because I'm not really an expert like Ozzy is on heavy metal. So who the hell am I to tell you?
It's your favorite cookies.
Who your favorite cookies?
No, it's your favorite cookies.
Your favorites.
We might disagree with it. We probably will. And get
and
a whole break out of it.
How much expertise do you need with cookies?
And probably argue with you on certain cookies. But they'll be your cookies.
But I don't want to start an argument.
It is subjective.
There's enough tension already.
There is, man, over stupid stuff. Cookies.
It is subjective.
Right.
Although I do believe.
Don't get into it.
When was. No, it was like I was real definitive with a friend of mine. Oh, we were listening to Eric Clapton's Let It Rain.
Right.
And I said, this is probably, I did hesitate and say probably, the best rock guitar solo ever.
In your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion. The middle of Let It Rain.
All right.
Oh, that's a can of worms.
Yeah.
It really is.
I disagree.
I mean,
but
it's a good one, but I don't know, man.
See.
It's no macadamia nut.
It's no macadamia nut. I'm with you on that, Pete.
This is why I'm hesitant to rank them. Because I did, in that case, rank it. This is the best.
Yeah, but this is cookies. And if anybody can argue cookies, it'll be us. What, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm at the gym the other day.
Oatmeal raisin.
One of the physical therapists, they were playing the Joker by Steve Miller. And is this the best Steve Miller song ever? And I didn't give it a lot of thought, and I said, "Yeah, probably so."
If you, it probably is. Yes, I'll give you that.
And then I came back, I said, "Well, if you want to go top five,
So you'll give random guys in the street your opinions, but you won't do it on the radio about your top five cookies.
No, because that guy
don't run in the Todd
is a good guy.
You'll be there forever.
You and listeners, they're asshats."
The guy didn't want top five. You can see his eyes roll back. Oh, Jesus. I got to go pee.
Somebody, aren't you Todd from Todd and Tyler? Yeah. Do you want my top five radio shows?
Exactly.
But I knew this guy, so I could come back with him a couple of days later and say, the steak from Book of Dreams ain't bad either.
Yeah, well.
As far as later Steve Miller. Right. But it's probably hard to beat the Joker.
Oh, the steak was a ripoff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still like it, though.
So it's not in Craig's top five Steve Miller band songs.
We'll get that list later on.
The steak was a rip-off,
after the cookies. After the cookies.
What guitar solo popped into your brain?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there had to be one that just kind of flew through, between your ears. Craig, you guys have been around music forever.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can.
Yeah, the second guitar solo in the Living Color song, Cult of Personality.
Oh
yeah!
Wow!
I don't think you beat Freebird anything. I hate to say it, but you can't beat Freebird. Uh-huh. And that's obvious, but it is
I still stand by
and Stairway, the same ones.
Let it rain,
yeah.
Because I remember I was so disappointed because we saw the boring Clapton concert,
right?
And
one of them,
he would play the same songs except they had one rotator in there. And the night we saw, he had played Let It Rain the night before in Tulsa.
Oh.
So we got like Wonderful Tonight or one of his hits you heard way too much.
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Rolling Stone did this list a few years back.
Guitar solos?
Yeah, top 100 guitar solos.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
and they gave it,
we disagreed with a lot of them.
Yeah,
they give it to Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good.
Yeah, but only because it's original, the first one. Yeah. It's the first
one. Give them that.
And Hendrix Purple Haze and Cream Crossroads.
I like Crossroads.
Yeah.
Sure, they're all good. But Let It Rain better be in there. Disappointed in that list.
Exactly. Nikki Sixx is now being said that he's in talks to be a judge on the new American Idol.
Nikki Sixx, you follow him on Twitter. Dude's a busy dude, man.
He would join, certainly Katy Perry. She's signed up. And they're also saying that Lionel Richie might
Lionel
be
Richie, Katy
the
Perry,
other judge.
And Nikki Sixx.
Yes.
I might have to watch just
Three
a couple of that.
Master,
just to see that crew.
Hello? No, you won't.
No. I'm talking about the auditions just to see Nikki Sixx. I'll watch 5 minutes, and I'm done. Because I haven't watched that crap. And I heard that, what's his name? Is she coming back? Ryan Seacrest? Because they said the problem, there's a big sticking point. He wants to be executive producer.
He wants that title,
and they're saying no.
Yeah, because Katie wanted the title.
Because he needs more money.
And they told her no, but still gave her $25 mil.
Right.
They're looking at Nikki and Lionel at less than $5 mil a year. You know, $3 million.
And it's not a year.
Year.
It's a season.
A
they're
season.
Barely there, right.
Does Seacrest need all the jobs?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give someone else in broadcasting a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, shouldn't Lionel Richie make more than Nikki Six? This is Lionel Richie, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's Nikki Six, man.
Yeah.
They want.
I think they both paid their dues.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie ever snort ants off the ground with Ozzy? I don't think so.
Fair point.
Maybe.
Lionel Richie ever chug vodka up his ass? Probably not.
Or shoot flames out his face?
I don't know.
He might have.
He's danced on the ceiling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. If you do that, you can drink,
what
drink vodka
feeling.
In your ass.
I guess so.
Yeah, I like Lionel Richie, too.
So earlier in the week, Nikki Sixx said he was done touring. He has no immediate tour plans, lest he gets a wild hair up his ass or something really inspirational comes along.
Or a bottle of vodka up his ass.
He said, I guess I'm unofficially retired or maybe just expired at this time.
Yeah, he's working out a new hip, too. He got a new hip.
He did.
Yeah.
And he's also got a couple of books, a TV show, the Dirt movie, and the Heroin Diaries musical all coming up.
Yeah, the guy's got tons of stuff.
Got hip replacement surgery in April.
Yeah, and a lot of rock stars get that. They work with it. It's hard on their hips.
From
man.
All those thrusts.
Yep. Thrusts in the front row.
Or bending over to take the vodka.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that'll
or from that. Carrie and Vince for all those years.
Yeah, maybe too. Yeah, Vince's a big boy. All right. Chris Porter in the studio later on. A little sports with Petey Mac coming up. All right. Todd's top five cookies.
Oh.
Right after his top five Steve Miller songs.
Nice.
And I'm more interested in the cookies.
Yeah, let it rain.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.